Abraham Lincoln had an important decision to make. Where would the beginning point be of a new railroad? We don't know the reasons for his choice, but his decision still makes an impact on this city today. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the years just before the Civil War, plans were being made and track laid for a rail line that would span the growing nation.
When the Pacific Railway Act was signed in 1862, there was no eastern terminus. The western terminus was pretty much understood to be Sacramento. But the eastern terminus could have been anywhere along the entire Missouri River.
Patricia Labonte is the curator at the Union Pacific Railroad Museum in Council Bluffs, Iowa. She says it was Abraham Lincoln that made the final decision on that eastern end of the line.
When he wrote the first presidential order in 1863, he established mile zero for Union Pacific as being on the Iowa side of the Missouri River, opposite the community of Omaha.
That meant Council Bluffs would be the eastern terminus, which leads many to ask, why did Lincoln choose Council Bluffs instead of Omaha on the other side of the river as the beginning point?
Bridges are always expensive for railroads. And they're expensive for the communities in which they live. So I think that Lincoln wanted to force Union Pacific to own the bridge from the very beginning. So there could be no question later that this was part of the transcontinental system underlined by the Pacific Railway Act.
Lincoln had visited here before he was elected president, and there were other good reasons to make the Iowa side of the river the jumping-off point for the Union Pacific Railroad.
By 1859, when Abraham Lincoln visited here, this was the place that most of the western trails terminated. Like, this is where people came to supply up, to head out. Many people were investing in property on this side of the Missouri River.
It's one thing to choose a beginning point, and quite another to actually build the railroad. That story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.